Time for the local hero spotlight. CISA are the local hero folks. If you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you may know that I am an aspiring wine snob. And lo and behold, we have a local hero winery. Do we not, Phil Corman from CISA?
We do. And today we have with us Hardwick Vineyard and Winery, John Samick.
John, you're growing grapes, or is this strictly the fruit wine that I've been exposed to in the New England area before?
Oh, no. This is a grape wine. We are growing grapes in Hardwick, and we have been for over 10 years. And our wines are all grape wines with the exception of our cranberry wine, which we add to our grape wine.
So you're the farmer and you're the vintner. You're making the wine itself too?
Absolutely.
Are you a wine snob?
I'm not a snob, no.
Do you drink a lot of wines from across the world? Do you feel like you are one of those people that can name the rootstock that they're using in California that comes from Burgundy to grow their own Pinot, you know, that sort of thing?
Absolutely not. Of course, I was born and raised milking cows.
Uh-huh.
And cows are my passion and milk is what we love. But we chose to leave the dairy business and learn about grapes. And the grapes that we can grow here on our farm in Central Mass are hybrid grapes. So I'm not familiar and don't know worldwide or California, never been to California, didn't want to be influenced by California. So we went with what we could grow and what we could make.
I think your accent in the way that you say California is
great.
Awesome. Why did you leave the dairy world first?
At that time in our life, that was the toughest decision we ever made. Mm-hmm. Both my wife and I were born in Massachusetts, farmed our whole life in Massachusetts, thought we'd milk cows forever. And it was just economics is what it came down to. The day the cows were sold and went in the trucks and left was the hardest day of our life.
Wow.
We've seen 95% of our dairy farms in the last 50 years have to switch out of dairy or give up farming in total. But there is the next generation of farming that comes from it.
And it's great, I think, that you decided to hit the bottle.
Well,
what you should do whenever you have the saddest day of your life, immediately make ridiculous portions of alcoholic products.
When life gives you grapes, you make wine.
Yeah. Right. You make six different types of grapes. What are the first one we're going to try?
Yes, the first wine we have is our dry white, and that is our Giles Warner, and it's the Cayuga grape. It grows well. It's good to 30 below as far as growing.
Okay, it's very much honey on the nose. It's a sweet nose. Oh, a little salud.
Salud.
There we go. Although you say L'chaim, I believe, Phil.
That's the local.
Hybrids tend to be very fruit forward.
See, you are a wine snob. I knew it. You may say California like that, but you're a wine snob hiding in there.
Are the adjectives different, Monty, that one would use to describe local? Are there local adjectives?
Let's make them up. Okay. I mean, we are the domain controlee, so let's go for it. I think this tastes like Hadley grass. Do it.
Ooh, when you say asparagus, geez, you stumbled onto something. We've been experimenting for 4 years now with an asparagus wine.
What?
And we have it bottled. We're waiting for the formula and the label to be approved. So our second wine is our Yankee Boy White, which is our semi-dry, semi-sweet white.
Not your Yankee White Boy.
And the labels themselves are all scenes of our farm.
And they're done in a very flat colonial look. And they're very classy looking label, I should say.
Well, thank you. My wife created and drew all of them. But the Yankee Boy White, the name came from our son. And our son, we were actually driving back from visiting our grandparents in Florida. Our son asked us, Mom, Dad, what's a Yankee Boy? The next wine is our Yankee Girl Blush.
Aha. Uh-huh.
If you have a Yankee Boy, you need a Yankee Girl, of course.
And the white Yankee Boy makes the Yankee Girl blush. Wow, this is a really fruit-forward nose.
You will get that.
Almost bubblegum. Getting that, Phil?
I am. I'm almost knocked over here. But it might be because it's our third tasting here.
No. You're lightweight.
Totally.
What kind of local hero are you, Phil? You got to do this for the team.
Well, the farm wineries here, especially in the Pioneer Valley, are exploding. And we're the fastest growing agribusiness in the state. But right here in the valley, there's right around 10 wineries.
John Samick from Hardwick Vineyard and Winery, local hero wine.
So one thing that is driving this increased growth of vineyards and wineries that are local, one is that more people are looking for it, asking about it. And the second piece is that we've just had new legislation passed in Massachusetts that allows for the sale of wine at a farmer's market.
So tell me a little bit about this red.
It's the Fauche grape. It's a French hybrid grape that we grow, and we call it Hardwick Red. This was the first grape we grew, the first wine we made, and it's because of this variety here is because we are a winery.
Let's try the cranberry one, because this could be the stamp that sets Massachusetts apart.
The cranberries are from Hardwick also. The cranberry wine is made big down towards the Cape area. We do it a little different. We add the cranberry to the Cayuga White. Cheers, guys. It's our bestseller.
All right. Yeah. Good luck to you. Salud again. L'chaim. This has a more of what you might call a barnyard smell that you get with a Cab Franc.
We don't want to use the barnyard.
You don't
phrase.
Want to use the barnyard?
No.
Why?
No.
You grew up milking cows.
I'm pretty proud of the barnyard, and I love the barnyard, but not when you're describing wine.
This is where I will differ with you, because when I have a wine that I describe as having barnyard, it is the wine that I'm going to go to. I mean, the more barnyard it has in it, the more it's a visceral, like it has its own pheromones, and it wants me to have coitus with it.
Interesting.
He's on his fifth wine here, you can tell.
No. John Samick from Hardwick Vineyard and Winery in Hardwick, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buy local food.org, but soon we're going to have drinklocalwine.org, I think.